Welcome to our November radio show on KEYL KXDL Radio. This month we are covering Halloween at Heart Mall, the online lesson in collaboration with Ring Studio, various types of fraud. Please enjoy this podcast.
Good morning. It is 8:32 and time for open mic here on KEYL KXDL. I'm here this morning with John Peters, owner of A. John Peters Computer Services. Now, John has over 50 years experience in the computer business, working with large and small companies and with individuals. He also has taught computer repair, software, and computer support at the college level. And we have some questions that people have asked John, and he is going to give his answer to these questions. And he's also willing to accept your questions if you call 320-732-2164, and John will attempt to answer these questions. Currently, John will be on the air the first Monday of the month, so hey, that's today. Now, if you want a question answered on air, call in during the show. Or you can go to ajpeters@outlook.com. You can also ask a question at facebook.com/AJohnPetersComputerServices. He will all answer those questions the best of his ability today on the air. Of course, if he does not know the answer, I'm thinking he's going to find it and do some research and get back to you. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. Nice weather out there today. First of all, I would like to apologize to the person that I pulled out in front of in Highway 14. I was kind of dumb and not necessarily paying attention, so my apologies to that person.
Oh,
so.
No hand signals were involved, though.
No hand signals were involved.
That's good.
Well, at least that I could see.
You were probably saying, I got to see Cliff.
Yes, that's what I was doing, you know, and it's one of my highlights of my life.
Besides watching the Vikings lose.
And Nebraska.
I predict the Vikings will end up 8-8 this season.
Okay.
Anyway, but hey, we're not here to talk football. Okay, last Thursday was Halloween, and I saw you had a bunch of stuff set up here in the Heart Mall and a big green screen, and you were attempting, I don't know what happened, you're going to tell me, to take some pictures and use the green screen because you had like a Halloween background. So what did happen?
Well, I actually ended up taking 68 different pictures of kids.
Oh, wow.
The average number of kids per picture was about 3. With different backgrounds in there, you know, the spooky ghost one, the
right.
Alien hovering over the things, just regular pumpkins and a couple nice ones like candy corn. And it went really well. A couple of our people out there ran out of candy. And so one thing about being overweight like I am, I never run out of candy.
Oh, okay.
So what we do, you know, it was just really fun, and I'd like to compliment Jeremy for having the mall looking nice and really keeping it up well and improving the way it looks. So, yeah, it was really a good day. I've got emails out to almost everybody. I had a few of them that I couldn't read their emails, and it came back, and I looked at it closer. They should be going out soon today.
Okay.
But if there's any problems, you just give me a call.
Sure. Some handwriting is better than others. It's just the way it is.
Yes, it is.
You know, and so yeah, that was cool because I know. Did you make any headless people?
Did I make any headless people
or people without bodies?
No,
that was we were messing around with that.
Yes, one of the things you do when you have a green screen is I have a green quote tablecloth
there.
And if I put it over your body, it looks like you got a head floating in the air. If
sure.
I put it over your head, you look like a headless body on there. We had a few people that were wearing green, so they looked like ghosts.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean,
so any green will kind of do that effect?
Well, any color that matches the back screen.
Okay, sure.
The screen doesn't have to be green.
Okay.
But it mostly is because that's what the movies do.
Sure, green screen.
Yep.
Kind of like the guy giving the weather on the TV.
That's right. Exactly,
you know,
like
looking
that.
Looking down at a monitor.
Yes.
But yeah. So that's good. I'm glad. Any comments? Any people say they thought that was cool?
Yeah, well, I actually gotten a few with the ones that I've already sent out, a few things saying that it was fun, really amazing. I think most people that had it had fun.
Well, that's good.
I mean, Halloween is supposed to be fun, you know?
Sure. So, I thought it was about candy, but...
Now
that I'm an adult, it's about leftover candy at my
house. Leftover candy in your case, yes.
And my wife was upset because all we had left over was Snicker bars.
Oh, she doesn't like Snickers?
Well, she can't eat peanuts.
Oh, jeez.
I said, well, I don't know who ate out the other stuff. We only had 3 trick-or-treaters, so But I give them each three pieces of candy, so I'm pretty generous. You know, when you live out in the country, sometimes you just don't get as many as they do here in town.
Well, I know that. And I don't think with all the activities going on in town, like the Baptist
right.
Church and the city itself,
right.
There's probably less going from house to house than there
sure.
was back when we were kids.
Right.
And when we got full apples and full brownies and
oh.
full pieces of cake. Remember
yeah,
those days?
You can't do that anymore. But it was cool. Times have changed for the worse. Or if they give you a tomato and you thought it was an apple. But anyway, hey, I'm glad that went well. Now, last month you came in with Andrew Ring from Ring Studios. You guys were talking about a training video. Now, have you been working on that?
Well, yeah, we actually have three videos. I've done my part of the videos.
Okay.
He's editing them right now. We'll be redoing my introduction video, and I'd like to just call out Andrew. I really appreciate working with somebody that's that detail oriented.
Okay.
I mean, he brings out the best in me. I'm not an actor.
Sure. But you play one on radio.
But I play one on radio,
yes.
He's doing a great job for us on that. And I really like his attention to detail and
okay.
his willingness to work
right.
with this. So it's going well. I'll get to see the stuff. We actually will have a couple outtake reels probably.
Sure.
You know, because, of course, it must be his mistake because I never make a mistake. Just ask my first wife. So.
You know, it's kind of cool, though, when you're working with somebody else, they kind of find things that you may overlook, right?
Yes, that's right. Whenever, and I like working with another computer person a lot, too, because there's always a better way of doing things, and that person's way may be
right.
better than mine. So
instead of working with me, when I go, what's that button? Don't touch it, too late. But, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you've had classes, too, and now how are they going?
The classes have been going really, really well. I will be putting out my January and February class list here in the next, well, before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Basically, I know what I'm going to be teaching. One is going to be five lessons on Windows 10. You could either take all five or just one.
Okay.
It's going to be $10 if you take it during the day and $15 if you take the ones at night. On there, the first one's going to be for the very rudimentary stuff, and then
sure.
we'll move on to things like editing pictures and safety on Facebook again and stuff like that. And I haven't decided yet to do whether a class on iPod and iPhones, Android phones and Android tablets.
Sure.
Because we seem to have a lot of questions coming in about that. So, you know, anytime you need to learn anything about these different type of phones, if I don't know how, I'll look it up.
Sure. And, you know, when I play music, my cousin has an Android tablet. I have an iPad, so we're not compatible, basically, are we?
Well, compatible?
As far as...
No, you can't do it the same way.
You know, sometimes you can share, like what you put on your screen. The next person can have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called? I don't know what that's called, but that would be nice, but you got to have the same machines, I think, as they call them, or computer systems or phones.
If you're just using... That's not quite true.
It isn't?
No.
Okay, there's some app a bit.
There's other apps that allow you to do that type of stuff.
Okay.
Now, you probably have to be a little bit careful because of copyright.
Sure.
Okay, with sharing on that. If you bought music, it's technically illegal to share it with somebody else.
Right.
On there. So, but yeah, it's possible to share the stuff. Now, it may be very hard for you both to listen to the same song at the same time on your different devices, but... That's neither here nor there. It's
right.
just that, yes, you can. It's just you have to
sure.
play some tricks.
Right. Well, thank you for that little tidbit. Hey, you know, another thing that we hear about, I think when they invented the computer, and then, of course, years down the road, now we have a computer in our phone, and there's a computer everywhere. It's just, it's a great thing, but then some people like to use it for a bad thing and try to take your money.
Yeah.
Like fraud is the word I'm coming up with.
The fraud is the word you're coming up with. Okay, I've been studying fraud quite a bit here. Okay, because I have several people that come in and something pops up on your screen, you know, and it says, call this number, I'm from Microsoft.
Sure.
And they call them, and then they let them into their computer. No, no, no. But then there's also other things. You know, since it's so easy to get information out anymore.
Right.
I mean, you've got all these websites, you got Tinder, you got dating sites, you know, you've got all this type of stuff. And the thing, one of the difference, well, first of all, you and I are from the generation where we learned how to trust people.
Right.
There are a lot of people out there you shouldn't trust.
Right.
So on there. So one of the biggest scams right now, the romance scam. Okay, the romance scam. Interested, they get onto a dating site.
Sure.
You're an interested partner on there. And you take a person that wants to find a companion. They find the companion, and it could be almost anybody. They may not even be in this country.
Right.
Actually, I read one of the case studies I read was about the lady that said hooked up with, quote, a soldier.
Ah.
Okay. And she started sending him money for troop stuff, things.
Right.
And, you know, then he needed some money for this and money for that. And she even went to London to meet him when he was supposed to, quote, on leave.
Sure.
But then he said he got called back to Iraq because of a problem, so he couldn't meet her. I mean, $15,000, $20,000 on there. And the second one, you know, the tech support command. That's the one I was just talking about.
Right.
Remember, that you get to pop it up on the screen, you call them up, or they call you on there. And they'll ask for remote access to your device, and they'll move some things around. They make it look like they actually did something,
right?
And they actually haven't. But that means that they may have put on information that they can get into your computer whenever they want.
Sure.
Or monitor what you're doing so they could steal your credit card number, your bank number. So my suggestion is, if that you ever let somebody get into your computer, what you do is, first of all, contact your bank and your credit card companies and let them know that you did this on there. Because even if you don't do any on the online stuff, you may have some information that goes somewhere else. Then you probably go to a computer tech to do what I call a forensic analysis on there. So.
Right. And I've talked to several people who've had that pop up or the phone call.
The phone. Yeah. I mean, again, Microsoft is too big to worry about calling John Peters.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Apple is too big to worry about calling Cliff.
Right.
Okay. So all of these people, they won't call you.
No. It's like the IRS won't call you.
Well, if they do, they'll probably come to your front door.
Well, they usually send you something in the mail.
Yeah. So,
okay.
The grandparent scam.
Right.
Okay. The grandparent scam is they get the name of a grandchild. They say that person's in trouble somehow, maybe got kidnapped, or even just sick in the hospital. They need to have money to pay for this, that, things on there.
And I've heard through that grandparent scam where they'll ask for a Walmart card they want or something.
I mean, why would they want a Walmart card?
I don't know. Probably to go to Walmart.
Probably to go to Walmart.
They need a big screen TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. How about some other scams that we're
well, the government impersonation where they call and say you're the tax collector.
Right.
Okay. And that you owe money to the federal government.
Sure.
Or you have to get a license to do this, that on there. Then there's the sweet, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Sweet. You say it. Sweepstakes. Charity.
Sweepstakes, charity.
And lottery.
Yeah.
Here is special lottery. Okay, first of all, with the lottery type scan, it's like the old Nigerian scam. You can get this $12 million if you send me $10,000.
I had no idea I had so many rich relatives overseas.
Yes, I know. Isn't it strange? And then they say, I'm working for the relief of disabled veterans with a strange name to it, asking for money on there. And then what I would say for that one is send me an envelope with information about your organization, then I would check to see the return address and see if that charity is legitimate.
Sure.
Do not give your credit card over the phone to anybody that calls you.
No.
Period. Okay. Now, everybody, back when I was a kid, it was the Irish sweepstakes.
Really? What was that?
Well, they would say you've won the Irish sweepstakes, even if you didn't buy an Irish sweepstakes ticket.
Sure.
You know. And I think it was £1 million.
Oh, okay.
Which was what, $2? A million pounds is about, each 1 pound is $2 American.
Okay.
So that's $2 million.
Sure.
And they say, well, you know, transfer the money here and we'll get that. Okay. And so the other thing is the home repair scam. And you'll be getting this, you know, come in. Oh, I see. You know, on if you've been on Facebook,
right,
that if I'm looking for an electrician on the web, pretty soon you start getting ads on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So what they do is say, okay, I can come and fix that for less than our reputable people here in town. And if you're really, really looking for a deal, you just prepay me, and then sure, I'll be out to do it, and then they don't come out.
No.
That's the home repair scam. So the TV radio scam on there is the one in which they give you an advertisement.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with real services. It's sure, just illegitimate services.
Right.
On there. And like a credit repair on there. Do you guys run credit repair?
I'm not sure. If we run it, it wouldn't be us. It would be through the networks.
Through the networks?
Right, if there's any.
And also the reverse mortgage, where they're not legitimate companies.
Right.
And one of the things about the reverse mortgage is they can get a hold of your title and maybe even take title of your house.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
That's not good
there
at all.
There are reputable agencies that do reverse mortgages, though, right?
Yeah.
Like Wells Fargo, mm-hmm, or banks or whatever. Yeah, okay.
Okay. And this one, it really doesn't have to do with anything with computers, but has to do a lot with the elderly, is you'll get somebody in that's supposed to be taken care of, even if it's a family member, because not all family members are nice.
Sure.
And they take advantage of them and take their money on there. So I would say anybody that has a caregiver living with a person to take care of them, just make sure that
right,
they're doing things right
sure,
on there. So those are the basic type of scams on there. I've actually got two PCs down right now I'm doing a forensic analysis on. And I told them to talk to the bank.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, even, yeah. So that's, you know, just to the bank at its most. And actually, if anybody want to ask, I did finally find the FBI number for reporting scams, if
okay,
you got some proof from that.
Okay.
On that, I used to think tell it to the Secretary of State, but the Secretary of State cannot handle anything that's out of state.
Okay.
It has to be an interstate or an international type thing. So I do have the FBI report a scam hotline and webpage.
Sure.
But you can come, you know, just call me and
right,
see that.
Yeah, you know, we talk about home repair. I remember one scam that was a few years ago. We had a bad hailstorm. A lot of roofs were damaged. So then you had people coming, or they went to black. I've got all this blacktop material left over from the last job. We'll give you a great deal. It was basically black water.
Yeah.
You know. So there's so many things out there. I mean, since the world has been created, somebody's trying to scam somebody.
Okay. Back when I was a kid in Shelby, Iowa, there was an old store that had a basement.
Okay.
A guy bought the store. And then he said it had radiation in it that would cure several diseases. And people would come in and sit in there. And I actually had one of my mom's cousins go there. He said, well, he had lost his arm to a hunting accident on there. And he said, boy, it really feels better after I've been in this place with all this radiation. And, well, first of all, there's, you'd run a Geiger counter down there. There was no radiation.
Right.
So,
and there was a small fee to sit down there.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Maybe not even a small. I don't know. I was
right,
too young
sure,
to know what was big and small. See, the richest I ever was when I got $10 for my birthday. Okay, young people, $10 was a lot of money when I was a kid. And my baseball glove cost $6.
Right.
Not the best baseball glove I could buy. So that should give you an idea of
you had
money.
Yeah, you had money.
I had $4. I didn't know what to do with.
And you could, for a buck, you could buy 10 baseball packs of cards.
Well, you know, big Hershey bars were at 10 cents.
And they were huge then.
Yes.
Not these little teasers.
But, But that was the only time I can think of in my life in which I had more money than I could think of ways to spend.
That's good. You know, I won't be able to talk to you till December now. Well, I'll see you around, but on the air. Thanksgiving's coming up. Are you going to be around? Or?
No. Actually, I'm going to be gone the week of Thanksgiving. You feel sorry for me. I have to go down to Monroe, Louisiana to visit my brother-in-law, then going over to Panama City Beach to visit my sister-in-law, and then up to Knoxville, Tennessee to visit a man who I was the best man at his wedding.
Okay.
And so I will be gone from Saturday to through the week to the next Sunday after Thanksgiving, and then we'll be back the week after Thanksgiving. So, but I will be available. Questions on my on my Facebook page, questions at my email at ajpeters@outlook.com. Thanks for erasing that, Cliff.
Yes.
AJ, and my mobile number is 612-419-4033.
Okay.
So.
You know, Monroe, isn't that where the Duck Dynasty people live?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll buy a duck call.
My wife lived across the river from that family.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That used
the
to
be, Robertsons. That's
yes.
it, yeah.
That used to be the poor part of town.
Sure.
And then they built their duck call factory, and now that's the rich part of town.
Oh, wow.
So completely changed on top of that. By the way, did you know that Old Man Robinson played quarterback ahead of Terry Bradshaw
college? In fact, you could have played pro.
Yes.
He was better than Bradshaw. Bradshaw even admitted it.
Yes.
I saw where they got together here in the last few years. And I don't know if they were reminiscing or what. He played for?
Louisiana Tech?
I think it was. It wasn't LSU.
No, Louisiana right. Tech, I believe.
Another Louisiana trivia. I spent some quality time in the Army down there.
Quality time in the Army in
Fort
Louisiana.
Fort Polk, Louisiana, for jungle training.
Well, I'm pretty sure you had no mosquito problems.
No, I didn't, because it was in winter when I was there.
Oh.
Louisiana, there was a thing about on TV, one of those Hallmark things. The lady went to Louisiana for Christmas, and it showed all the trees in green like summer, but that's not true. They leave, it's just the leaves fall off the trees down there, too, I mean.
Yeah.
So anyway, enough of that Louisiana stuff. Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Now, so you'll be gone, but you can still get a hold of you by calling you or emailing you, right?
That's right. I mean, I just, and if it's an emergency, and I can refer you to somebody that can do
sure.
it.
Sure, so. Sure. Somebody told me once, there's nothing you can do to the computer that will mess it up. I thought, okay, why is this thing froze?
it couldn't be your fault.
No. But
you know, I always said that 90% of all computer programs is PEBCAC.
What does that mean?
Problem exists between chair and keyboard.
Ah, did you make up that?
I believe I did.
Wow, you should copyright that.
Yes. So.
Right.
Now it's actually a problem exists between chair and touchscreen, but that's.
Right. Keep your touchscreen clean.
Yes.
What's the best thing to clean a computer screen? Just water or clear?
Yeah,
a little damp cloth?
A little bit of water. And then use the things that doctors gave you for your glasses.
Okay. It's kind of like a micro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Microfiber.
Sure.
Thank you for bringing that term up.
Right. Well, I'm trying to. If you notice, the clock hasn't been changed behind me yet. So
hey, that's right. The nice thing, I like to keep my clocks at home the same for the week after. Now the computers don't let me, but
right.
The reason I do that, I feel like I'm sleeping in.
Yeah, well... I woke up early this morning.
Yes, I know. I did, too.
Oh, 3 o'clock. Couldn't sleep anymore. Time to get up. But no. So, John, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, I always enjoy our little discussions here.
And I know where to find you, and you know where to find me. So that's we can't really try to badmouth each other too much, do we?
Well, only to face-to-face.
That's right. That's the best way, isn't it?
Yes. I mean.
And or over the computer where no one can see who you are. I mean, you see people saying things on social media to people they wouldn't say to their face.
Yes, well, and that's a bad thing. Even if you type something meaningful.
Right. They can take it wrong, yeah.
Yeah, they can take it wrong. I mean, that's one of the things about texting.
Right.
I mean, you never get the inflection of the voice with the text.
No, you don't. And they may think you're serious.
Yes.
Have you known me to be serious much? Maybe sometimes, but not very often.
Well, when you're playing your music.
Well, yeah. But in between, I'm not.
Okay.
Hey, John, thanks a lot. This has been Open Mic, and we've been on the air here with John Peters. His office is in the Hart Mall. I can't talk now. Hart Mall, Main Street, Long Prairie, directly below the radio station here. Now, his hours are 10 to 4 Monday, starting on Monday. Well, that's his hours on Monday, it says here. Yeah. You're confusing me, John.
Monday through Friday.
Right. He goes to 8 to 10 and 4 to 6 on his other days, right?
I go out to people on those days.
Yes. Okay. And you'll be out of town on Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Throw your phone number out again and your email address.
Okay. See if I can say it right.
Yes. Well, I've already goofed up Hart Mall.
612-419-4033. And it's AJPETERS@outlook.com.
And if you had one thing to say before you leave, John, about computers, what's the best thing you think about the computers?
Remember your passwords.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the best thing I can say about computers is...
They've been very, very good to you.
They've been very, very good to me.
Okay.
So.
Right, I mean...
What's the name of that movie? So, what is that comedian that says so forth is very, very good?
I'm not sure.
So.
Probably something I missed along the way.
Okay.
You know, I fall asleep at 7 o'clock. Now it's 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Well, John, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
That's Open Mic. That's A. John Peters Computers right below us here in the Hart Mall.
Find this podcast on ajpeterslearningsystems.com or look for AJ Peters Learning Systems on your favorite podcast players such as iTunes or Stitcher. Thank you.